in New York.
For additional news on Britain and the Battle of Europe, Admiral takes you to CBS London, Eric Severide reporting.
Today, London's press gives great headlines to the story of General Stilwell's recall from China. So far, there is no attempt at explanation. Real knowledge here of the problem in China is confined to a small circle. There has never been, in England, the same emotional feeling about China there was in America. There has never been any real indication from the British government that it believed China could contribute very much to the defeat of Japan and was therefore worth a serious reinforcement effort. That effort has been American, and it was obvious in Chungking that Stilwell was a driving force behind it. He struggled relentlessly. He had to work with men to whom form, face, and favor were everything, and for that he had no time. Whatever his quarrels with Chinese leaders, and they are not a new development, there were many intelligent Chinese there who looked upon him as their country's greatest friend. For he believed two things passionately, that Japan must be defeated on the soil of China, and that the Chinese army, despite its state of inefficiency, could be hammered into an effective fighting force. That was his mission and his dream. Yet he found himself in a position where every military proposal had to be considered by the Chinese in the light of its political effect upon the status of the Chinese communists or this provincial governor or that local warlord. Stilwell is simple and direct, not only in speech but in action. And it is impossible to move in straight lines when you find yourself in a labyrinth. Very little of the complex China story is known to the British people, perhaps not so much more to Americans. But nearly all Americans in China, both military and civilian, did believe that the whole situation should have been explained long ago. Some reporters, including this one, have tried. They found themselves censored and stopped by the War Department in Washington for what it believed were considerations of military security, by the State Department for what it called diplomatic reasons. In most battle theaters, Allied leaders have the comfort of knowing that their people at home have some appreciation of their problems. Those leaders in China have not. This is Eric Severide in London. I return you now to Admiral.